From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Much of the focus this election season is on the presidential race or Alabama's U.S. Senate contest, but Alabama voters will also see six statewide constitutional amendments on the ballot. The language of these amendments can be pretty convoluted. To give us a breakdown is Tom Spencer. He's a senior research associate at the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama. To start, he talks about Amendment 1. It tweaks the language around who can vote.
Currently, it says every citizen of the United States has a right to vote in Alabama, meeting certain age requirements. This changes the language to say only a citizen of the United States can register and vote in Alabama. It is a national movement is concerned that in some small number of local races around the country, non-citizens have been allowed to vote in, say, school board elections. This national group has been attempting to get similar language as Alabama's amended across the country to say only a citizen can vote.
Yeah, so currently it's every citizen. This would mean only a citizen, but in practice, it doesn't change who can or can't vote in Alabama.
That's correct.
Well, looking at Amendment 2, this makes a lot of changes to sort of the system around judges. What are some of the key things that this amendment would do if it were approved?
Yes, this is kind of a complex housekeeping amendment. One thing it does is it allows the administrative office of courts to be hired by the Supreme Court, all the justices of the Supreme Court, rather than appointed simply by the Chief Justice. Idea behind that is to give a more continuity rather than having the administrator of the court system change with every chief justice. It also makes changes to the Judicial Inquiry Commission, which is the body that oversees the conduct of judges. When a judge is accused of misconduct, it can review and can remove that judge if found guilty. One of the changes it makes in this regard is they aren't automatically removed before the findings are made. Under current law, the judges are suspended as soon as an inquiry is launched. It also eliminates the dual system. Judges at this point can be impeached by the legislature and removed, and also by the judicial inquiry system. This would remove the impeachment portion for judges, and it would leave it only up to the Judicial Inquiry Commission to decide whether or not judges remain in office or are removed from misconduct.
Well, Amendment 3 also affects judges, and this changes how judicial vacancies are filled. What would that do?
Amendment 3 is an attempt to give judges who are appointed more time in office to establish themselves. Currently, they're allowed to serve 1 year after an appointment, and then at the next general election, they stand for election. This would give them 2 years on the bench, then start the clock looking for that next general election. The idea behind it, I suppose, is to give judges a little bit more time in office to get their feet on the ground. The drawback, of course, is it delays the time period under which the judge has not faced the electorate.
Well, Amendment 4 has to do with the Constitution itself. It's a very long document, more than 900 amendments. And this would recompile that document. How so?
Right. So we have the world's longest Constitution and most amended. This would allow a reorganization. You would be able to arrange the amendments by their county of application. This would also remove a lot of unconstitutional language. You know, the original text of the Constitution of 1901 imposes poll taxes, literacy tests that were later found unconstitutional. This would search out these provisions of the Constitution that have been ruled unconstitutional and would remove those. This would be done by the legislative services, then presented to the legislature. The legislature would pass this recompiled version. And if they approved, it would go back on the ballot for the people to vote on it.
So this amendment this November would say, do that recompiling, do that work, and then we get a second shot to say, yes, make those changes.
Right. The legislature gets a shot to look at the recompiled version and give it its blessing or reject it. And then the voters also get to say whether they will accept this recompiled version.
Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you, Andrew.
That's Tom Spencer, Senior Research Associate at the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama. There are two other statewide amendments in the ballot, but they only apply to two counties. You can find details on that and a link to all of Parker's analysis at our website, wbhm.org.